Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and peace, light and life, and glory. These are some of the things that we gather and we celebrate today. We gather and we celebrate during this season of Christmas. And we gather right here and right now so that we might celebrate. Hark, the herald angels sing. Joy to the world, away in a manger. Oh, come, all ye faithful, little town of Bethlehem. What child is this? Go tell it on the mountain. We sing together, we give thanks together, and we gather together, for God has given Jesus our Savior to all of us. Today we listen once again to the prelude of John's Gospel. We listened to this on Christmas morning as we pondered the Word with a capital W, the Word that was in the beginning, the Word that was with God, the Word that is true God, the Word who lived among us. Today we listen once again and we hear of reactions to this profound gift of the Word and wisdom of light and life. Of grace upon grace. Last week we pondered the Magi and Herod, acceptance and rejected on a grand scale. Gold, frankincense, myrrh symbolizing acceptance and a commitment to proclamation. Anger, violence, vengeance, and murder showing a rejection of Jesus, a rejection of grace, a rejection of God's own presence and love. In our reading today, we are told that Jesus, the Word with that capital W, was in the world. Now, throughout the year, we come together and we listen and we contemplate the truth that Jesus was in the world, that Jesus is in the world. This Jesus, through whom creation came into being, we are told, was with us. This Jesus was walking around with us, talking to us, listening to us, teaching and helping, feeding and eating, curing and casting out demons. This Jesus was even willing to suffer and die out of love for us. Now that suffering and dying is because even though he was in the world knew him not. We knew him not. We can still know him not. And so this is the voice of the law today. We may not react with Herod's extremes, but we too can reject Jesus, reject his life and message. We can reject his commandment to love. We can try and sit and say, oh, we would never, in comparing ourselves to Herod. And it might be true as far as killing someone, but if we insult someone, if we consider another unworthy, we reject and we know Jesus not. John wants us to hear this. He needs us to hear that indictment because the law helps us to see that we are guilty. But then the next use of the law is the one that drives us to Christ. The law brings us back to that same Word who became flesh to live among us, providing grace and life. That Word who became flesh came to shine a light for us and for all to see as we reflect that light. You see, from the fullness of Jesus, the gift, the Word made flesh, from the presence of God in our lives, we receive, John says, grace upon grace. I love that phrase in John's Gospel today. You see, we sing about amazing grace. But do we really understand that grace is the profound gift of Christmas? That grace is the profound gift of Lent and Easter and every single day in our lives. Growing up at the Lutheran school, grace was defined as undeserved love. Grace is that love of God that Jesus shows us fully and completely. The love of God that comes to us unconditionally, sacrificially, willingly, and constantly. But you see, this passage in John doesn't stop with just that simple, amazing grace. It doubles down. Jesus brings to us grace upon grace. So much grace, so much undeserved love comes to us. We can never deserve this. We can never earn this. But from the God who is love, we receive forgiveness and countless opportunities to try and try and try again. We have the presence of Jesus living every day like we live, experiencing all of the joys and the struggles that being alive is all about. Incarnation. God created us good, and God does not discount our creatureliness. No, God embraces us as one of us to continue that grace upon grace flowing to us. In Jesus, God reaches out to the forgotten, to the left out, to the ones who chose to step out, to the lost ones and the least ones. In Jesus, God reaches out to the leaders and the listeners, to those who accepted the challenge, to those who rejected it. Grace means we don't deserve it. Gives it to us anyway. This is the true meaning of the gift of Jesus. The Word made flesh. For it is from the presence of Jesus that we receive all of this grace upon grace and even more. As we move to the conclusion of our Christmas celebrations, may we give thanks and praise for Jesus our Savior. May we give thanks and praise for the Word made flesh, by whom all things were made, yet begotten of the Father and living among us. And may God's grace upon grace fill you this day and every day. And may we all discover new and appropriate ways to share that grace and live as God's children and as followers of Jesus. Amen.